Israeli Navy arrested 61 Palestinian fishermen in Gaza in 2014 and damaged dozens of fishing boats in the blockaded coastal enclave. 2014 is considered one of the worst years for Palestinian fishermen in Gaza during 8 years of the Israeli blockade. On Saturday, Israeli Navy shot and critically injured a fisherman in southern Gaza. Israeli attacks on fishermen especially increase during the peak of the fishing seasons. During the recent war, Israeli forces bombarded several fish storage buildings in Gaza's seaport, along with around 50 boats. After the war, fishermen were permitted to fish up to 6 nautical miles, but the Israeli Navy opens fire at them without warning even before reaching that limit.
While we fish, Israeli Navy boats attack us for no reason. They fire at us even before reaching the 6 nautical miles limit. Dozens of fishermen were arrested last year, and many of boats were either destroyed or confiscated. We can't make a living to feed our families.
The daily volume of fish catch has dropped drastically due to Israeli attacks on fishermen. By attacking fishermen, Israel deprives Gaza's population of around 1.8 million of a rich source of animal protein and increases the already high poverty rate among fishermen.
Fishermen in Gaza are faced with constant harassment by the Israeli Navy, and the reason for that is the impunity of Israel. The protection that Israel enjoys from some Western powers gives it the green light to continue with its aggressive acts.
According to the Oslo Agreement signed between the Palestinians and Israel in 1993, fishermen in Gaza are allowed to fish up to 20 nautical miles off the coast of the Gaza Strip. Palestinian fishermen in the blockaded coastal enclave see no end in sight to their suffering amid constant Israeli Navy attacks and violations of their basic human rights. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.